Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us Mayor Mary Fassbender. She is here on a monthly basis to answer any questions you might have, discuss any feedback that you have about different things, and she certainly is willing and able to accept your emails or your phone calls. And I know that you have your own email at City Hall, Mary, so we will have people get that. Anyway, great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Mo. Yeah, always good to come and talk over city things and letting people know that, you know, we try to be as transparent as we can about any issues going on with the city. And we want people to reach out to us and ask us questions and be informed. And, you know, it's funny. It's, I think back, I reflect back on a year ago. And
boy, a year ago was right before your election.
Yes. And, you know, hitting the pavement and knocking on doors. And, you know, the work that you go through, the people you come across, and the issues that each individual has, if they do have issues, and, you know, how as a city can we help? So moving forward, next month it will be a year on November 7th that I had won the election. And just, you know, part of my campaign was transparency and to be there for the people. And I continue to do that. It's actually, to be honest, it's been a little quiet, which is good. You know, I think people are allowing me to get exposed to city government and letting me take some time to learn the system, which is
complex, I'm sure.
It is more complex than I anticipated it to be.
You know, I don't know one person that's in elected office that does not say that. And right. I think that's a real humble thing to say.
Yeah.
Because I think we, sitting back, if we're not intimately involved, we have no idea the levels, right. Can't just do this. You have to do this first. And you're used to being your own boss in a business where if you decide to do something, boom, you do it and it's done. That's not how it works, though,
I
bet.
It doesn't. And that took me actually some time. I think I've stated before to other people that, you know, I would just get an email and then I would start working on it. And staff would say, well, that's what I do for you. I'm like, no, you don't get it. I'm used to doing it.
Right.
And they're like, no, we'll do that for you. Mm-hmm. So that was real hard for me, but it also was good for me to create those relationships where I trust our city staff. I trust our department heads. They are knowledgeable in that I don't have a clue for knowing something about the street department or something about the ponding basin. So that's when we put it toward whichever department head, and they give us the answer. So that, in that respect,
the mayor's more like a CEO.
Yeah, and they're my educators. So they make us look good. And I still am so appreciative of all of our department heads because they put things into perspective. You know, let's just do it. Why can't we just do it? It just doesn't work that way.
But think of this whole year, the learning that you've had, and I'm sure it's been fascinating. And I know that you want to give shout outs, especially to Julie Flatton. I mean, she really stepped up and helped you in a way she didn't expect to
she really did.
Be doing. And now you have a new hire.
Yes.
Let's talk about that whole process.
Dan, yesterday was a week that he's been here. So we will start to meet weekly now. Last week, I know, and a part of yesterday, he went around and met all the department heads. And so now what he'll do is he'll meet with each of the council to kind of see what do we want to see individually, and just to kind of get to know each of us individually. He is such a great guy. He's so knowledgeable. So I'm thinking that he'll bring some new freshness to our city too, and that's good. He's worked in many areas in the past and in many towns and townships, and I feel the change is going to be good, and Dan's going to be great for our community. So
he relocated from another state, yes?
He did. Yes, Bath, Michigan. is where he came from.
And what has he said about how welcoming Hastings has been?
Oh, I think it's been great. I can't speak for that because I only spoke with him last week for about 10 minutes, and it was about our council meeting. Because he literally, the first day he started, he had a council meeting that night. But it went really well, and it was fine. But I really haven't had a chance to chat with him other than passing by and just saying, hi, how's it going? You know, how you feeling? Well, of course, he's feeling a bit overwhelmed. But I'm telling you, I just feel he's going to be awesome.
It's great.
He's going to be awesome.
That is great. Mary, you were talking earlier about the whole election process and your election. There's an election coming up the first Tuesday of November this year for the school board. And I know that the school is such a big part of Hastings that certainly the school and the city work a lot together, I'm sure.
Yeah, we do. The election is strictly for school board this year. There's no city or no other elections with it. And people, it's kind of confusing because people don't really know what school and what city.
Okay.
You know,
so are those some of the things that people have brought up to you? Okay.
Yeah, I have had, you know, why did you do this? Or why is the city doing this? It has nothing to do with us. It's totally school district. So, you know, that's one thing that I've known a lot, the difference between school, chamber, I mean, because I've worked with all of them. But for the normal audience, you know, before we start to chat about something, try to find and educate yourself, who should I really be contacting? Because the city gets a lot of stuff, I think, thrown at them, and it has nothing to do with us.
What are some examples of that?
Oh, Todd Field.
Oh, really?
Nothing. That's school district.
So people were asking you when it was going to be done and things like that?
Okay. Yes, many questions. Why did they do this? Why isn't it this way? You know, why did they do, you know, and it has nothing to do with us. I mean, it was a school levy. It was, if you think back, I mean, that's when it was done. So, or what else? Oh, gosh, I don't know. Businesses, you know.
Oh, sure. Instead of the chamber.
Right, exactly. So business-related issues typically go to the chamber. You know, they're the support. They are the business supporting network.
I think a lot of times, too, people think that Rivertown Days is put on by the city.
Correct.
And I'm sure you'll get a lot of compliments on that, but let's set that straight. It really is a chamber event.
We do work together with the chamber, but it is solely a chamber event. It's one of their largest fundraiser of the year. Of course, they need to work with the city because they're on our streets and in our parks, but that's all a collaborative that we work together, and it only gets stronger each year. We have so many partnerships, which is great, and I think you have to have those connections. I'll talk about another one. Last night at Dakota County, the Shars Bluff Gathering Space, there was an event where people could come, which was very well attended, and they could come to look at the vision that Dakota County has for Shars Bluff and their parks, which, it's not a city issue, it's Dakota County, it's a Dakota County park, but we help, you know, passing the word on, and I'll state it again, you can go onto their website, dakotacounty.us, and go under the parks, and there's a spreadsheet, if you will, and it will show you what their ideas are, and they want your comments. You know, what do you love about Spring Lake Park? Or Shars Bluff. What don't you love? What would you like to see? So those are things that we partner with.
Sure, like the bike trails, I'm sure, coming.
Part of the trails.
Yeah,
sure, that's
okay.
All. That's Dakota County, but they go through our city.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways that the city partners with, and people just don't realize we could not be the city we are today without all of these people. From the chamber and the school and the city, I'd personally like to get more active with us together, just trying to see moving forward, how do we create more enrollment? What does the school need? What does the chamber need? What does the city need? We all need to work together to make it a better place.
I think that's being done for sure in the business community. When you think about how Hastings Family Service and United Way and the YMCA, how they all partner together with the schools, with the
sure.
city, you
sure.
know, in different ways.
And I think that's,
ways.
You have to.
Right.
I mean, that's...
But I think that's something really special and unique about Hastings.
I think it is, too. It's it puts a lot of heads together for the right reason. And, you know, there's so many task force that are out there, and we all work together, try to get our strategic plan and move forward. And there again, we want the residents to comment on it, too. So, you know, we try to have as much, like I said, transparency as possible for all of the residents, so they know that they have an opinion and they have a voice.
So how do you get the word out? Obviously, this radio program will be a good way to get the word out about different initiatives that the city has. Would you recommend your website, or do you want to give out your email address?
Sure. My email is mayormary@hastingsmn.gov. And then our website is amazing. Lee Stuffel does a great job, and all of her partners that are on that. And I thoroughly enjoy going on there. I know it sounds a bit odd.
Geeky.
But there's always something that I learn when I go onto our city website. You know, they have an events calendar, and they have all everything that's going on. And right now they're asking for people's comments on next year's programs at the pavilion.
Oh, that's, you know, a good thing to talk about.
Sure. What would you love to see? What did you like this year? What didn't you like this year? And Paige has done an awesome job. So if you feel like you want to promote something that you'd like to bring at the pavilion, we had, I think it was 6 bands this year under the band shell, and every one of them was phenomenal. I mean, it was so fun at the beginning of the season to go there, and then by the end of the season, see the people that have, at the end of the year,
embraced,
I mean, there
were it even
hundreds.
More.
Hundreds of people at the last band
so
event.
So what is the season of the pavilion?
Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
And, you know, there might be a couple odds and ends before or after, but there again, it's all about weather permitting. But schedule events they start in May.
Any weddings last year?
I think there was one wedding.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great.
Such a great space.
And the the Ministerial Association, they use it, and it's just so good for our community. It's mm-hmm. just so wonderful to be able to finally say that we're a river town and we're utilizing it.
Thank you, Rotarians.
You
right?
know, sure.
Another great
Rotary is awesome.
Another yes. great organization in
and,
Hastings.
You know, United Heroes teams up with them for the concert and stuff. So. It, you know, everybody comes together. It's just, it's very healthy, and it's how we want to see our Hastings grow. You know, we are a bit of an island, but that's okay. It's okay, but we still want things to happen here, and growth to happen here, and businesses to come here, which is another thing I'll just touch on, only because people get the wrong stigma on that. Anytime a business, you know, kind of closes, it's the city's fault. Well, businesses are private property. Businesses are privately owned. And the city, we can't stop somebody from coming in, and we can't anybody from leaving. And that's the hardship. And that's why we say shop local. Shop local. These little businesses that keep their doors open, it's because people shop there. And if you don't shop there, they'll go away.
Right, and you can't crab about it then.
Right. And you have to give us time. Everything is time. And now we have a full staff. We have our economic development coordinator. We have our city administrator. We have, you know, our mayor. We're sustaining what we have, but we want to see it grow. And so I think with these two new positions on board, that's only going to better Hastings. So looking forward to 2020. I know it's only 2 months away, but it's patience and patience, and we're going to get there. We are going to get there.
How about the whole downtown development? Is that still moving forward in a positive way?
The confluence?
Yes.
Well, as you know, the backside is being worked on. That's the park. And they will have that complete by this year. I do believe there's some other action. There is action going on inside. I just don't know exactly what it is. No, but they're moving forward.
Good.
So, and that's a good thing. I mean, that gets people excited to see that there's movement, you know, in anything that's going on. So, yeah, it's coming.
Well, happy almost anniversary.
Yeah, right?
Yes, and again, if people want to reach out to you, how do they do that, Mary?
Sure, they can either reach me by email at mayormary@hastingsmn.gov, or my cell is 651-587-4867. I do also have office hours, Mondays, Wednesdays, and some Saturdays. Just now it's Gobblegate season, so I'm kind of busy with Gobblegate on Saturdays, but the best way to reach out would look on our website and then go to the calendar, and it'll show you when the mayor's hours are there. So, or reach out to me and I can put you on my list. So,
well, we're so grateful. Mayor Mary Fassbender, thanks for coming in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.